Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Video game development sure is a tough racket. They take more time, effort, and money to make than just about any other form. And at the end of the day, many of them just end up being cancelled anyway. But here's the thing, sometimes video games are cancelled, but not for the reasons that you might originally have thought. So let's take a look at these curious cases today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games that were cancelled, but not why you think. Number 10, mixed reviews and the original's troubled development, Days Gone 2. Now, why you might think Days Gone 2 was cancelled was because co-director John Garvin appeared on a podcast and said, "If you love the game, buy it at fucking full price," clearly implying that the sequel was shot down because the game didn't sell well enough. But as Jason Schreier's initial Bloomberg report confirmed, Sony ultimately rejected the pitch for the second game due to both the first game's mixed critical reception, seeing as the PS4 version has around a 71 Metascore, and also because of the original's protracted difficult development. Clearly, Sony didn't have much faith in Bend Studios' ability to deliver on a bigger, better sequel, and though the game's recent PC release sold well out of the gate, it seems relatively unlikely to move the needle enough for Sony to change tack. Given the generally high standard of Sony's first-party titles, you can't really blame them for balking at a sequel to one of their most divisive recent AAA releases that didn't sell incredibly well. Number 9. Nobody wanted to work on it. Fable Legends. Now, Fable Legends was announced in 2013 as the next entry into the hit RPG franchise, with a heavy focus on co-op gameplay and touting a $75 million budget, making it one of the most expensive video games ever at the time. In 2015, Microsoft confirmed that it would be free to play, yet following numerous delays of the game, it was cancelled the very next year. Most initial reports pointed to Fable Legends simply being an ambitious failure that Microsoft realized wasn't going to live up to the enormous hype, given the original plan for it to be a live service title intended to last up to a decade. But the reason why it was actually cancelled was because a short time after its cancellation announcement, reports revealed that Fable Legends was a game put into development without much in the way of passion from its development team. Sources who worked on the game claimed that it was almost finished before being cancelled, but air quotes, nobody wanted to work on it, with most of the team actually wanting to make a proper fourth Fable game instead. Sensing the inability to release a live service game without an enthusiastic team of people to work on it in perpetuity, Microsoft pulled the plug. But as a weirdly vindictive parting blow, they also shuttered Fable Legends' iconic developer, Lionhead Studio, with it. Number 8. It felt too much like Call of Duty. Doom 4. After the critical and commercial success of Doom 3, id Software began hinting at the existence of Doom 4 in 2007 and formally announcing it in 2008. However, the project's development stalled until 2013, when it was finally cancelled outright, leading to the development of 2016's almighty Doom reboot. For most, it seemed that Doom 4 was yet another AAA project that got mired in development hell and wasn't able to crawl its way out as production slogged on for years and years before finally being put out of its misery. But actually, that's not quite the case. You see, you might recall that a lot of Doom 4's released prototype footage bore a surprising similarity to Call of Duty, such that fans began to mockingly call it Call of Doom. While it's not uncommon for studios to simply ignore the whims of oversensitive fans, in this case the developers did indeed listen to the mounting feedback from fans and press alike. According to Doom designer Kevin Cloud, they decided the game that they were making was far too much like Call of Duty and not enough like classic Doom. And creative director Hugo Martin succinctly added, "Doom is about one guy involved in big things and Doom 4 was more about the big things." Given that the subsequent reboot massively revitalized the franchise, it was clearly the right call to make. Number 7. Amazon fell out with Tencent, the Lord of the Rings MMORPG. Amazon Studios' The Lord of the Rings-themed MMORPG was announced in 2019, and after around 2 years of protracted development, they confirmed that it had been cancelled this past April. The cancellation wasn't terribly surprising to many who had been following its productions, with job listings late last year suggesting that the project was still in its infancy and reports stating that it was being overhauled for the sake of both next-gen consoles and Amazon's upcoming Lord of the Rings TV show. It sounded like an overambitious project that simply bit off more than the studio Athlon Games could chew on. But anyone who bothered to read beyond the cancellation headline actually learned of a different story. For you see, the real reason for the cancellation was Amazon getting into a dispute with Chinese multinational corporation Tencent, the parent company of Athlon Games. With seemingly no way to resolve this unspecified conflict, there was no choice but to scrap the project entirely. Given that a Lord of the Rings MMO could have been a massive money spinner for Amazon, this sure must have stung no matter the reason. Number 6. The failure of Haze and the difficulty of marketing it. TimeSplitters 4. Now, as much as we all love it, the TimeSplitters franchise was never actually a major seller, but it had enough devoted fans for 3 games to be released. Now, TimeSplitters 4 was first whispered about in 2007, but once developer Free Radical went into administration and was bought out by Crytek in 2009, it became clear that the game had been quietly cancelled. It was easy to assume that the cancellation was either due to the third TimeSplitters Future Perfect not selling enough, or Crytek wanting Free Radical, which was subsequently rebranded as Crytek UK, until 2014 to work largely on its Crysis games instead. But you know what? There was actually 2 major reasons why this was cancelled. Firstly, Free Radical's 2008 first-person shooter Haze was a massive critical and commercial disappointment after being hyped as being a Halo killer, which shook confidence in the team's ability to deliver. It was also felt that the TimeSplitters series was simply too difficult to market to a wider audience without a clear protagonist. And though the series' lukewarm sales didn't surely help matters, it's clear that there simply wasn't faith in Free Radical to deliver a fourth game that could generate gangbusters sales figures. With Free Radical being relaunched earlier this year, a fourth TimeSplitters game is once again in active development with several original founders on board, while this time seeing Deep Silver handling publishing duties.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Platinum Games and Microsoft, air quotes, both failed. Scalebound. Platinum Games' action RPG Scalebound was announced at E3 2014 and immediately caught the attention of press and genre fans alike. However, the world was shocked when the game was cancelled in early 2017, with initial reports suggesting that Microsoft felt the project just wasn't working and hastily cancelled it. For many fans, it was another example of a mighty publisher pushing a beloved developer around and gamers being deprived of an interesting game as a result. But the situation was actually a little bit more complex than this, as in 2019, Platinum Games' head, Atsushi Inaba, stated that it hurt to see Microsoft raked over the coals by frustrated fans following the announcement, as they actually weren't solely to blame. He admitted that both sides failed during Scalebound's development, and added, "I think that there are areas where we could have done better, and I'm sure that there are areas that Microsoft as a publishing partner wish they could have done better, because nobody wants a game to be cancelled. As convenient a narrative as it is that Microsoft enacted their irresistible will upon Platinum Games, it seems that the developer was in over their heads on such an ambitious AAA project, whilst also not getting adequate assistance from Microsoft. And with many coming out to talk about the technical challenges they faced, it does seem to paint a clearer picture. Still, massive shame. Number 4. It didn't meet Bethesda's quality expectations. Prey 2. Now, before you begin laughing at the words Bethesda and quality expectations when you consider all of their games launch with enough bugs to fill a roach motel and then some, this apparently was the reason why we're not getting a Prey 2. Because Pete Hines confirmed the cancellation occurred not for a cynical number-crunching reasons, but because they just didn't feel like the game was shaping up well enough. He said, "It was a game that we believed in, but never felt that it got where it needed to be. We never saw a path to success if we finished it, it wasn't up to our quality standard, and we decided to cancel it." It's admittedly a line that's difficult for Prey fans to believe given how fantastic the early game preview footage looked, but we're obviously not privy to the same access that Bethesda's higher ups were given, so presumably the entirety of the project wasn't quite as coherent as the footage suggested. Ultimately, Bethesda finally released a well-received franchise reboot in 2017, but yes, we never got a sequel to that beloved first Prey outing. Number 3. EA refused to sell it to other publishers. Thrill Kill. There are a few cancelled video games more infamous than Thrill Kill, the gratuitously violent and hypersexual PS1 fighting game that was basically finished when it was cancelled, with discussions of a sequel already underway. Now, the popular accepted reason for Thrill Kill's cancellation was a result of EA acquiring the game's North American distributor, Virgin Interactive, and that EA scrapped the game after balking at its graphic content. However, the situation was somehow even more aggravating than that. You see, this wasn't merely an open-shut case where EA acquired Virgin and threw Thrill Kill in the bin. They not only refused to release it themselves due to the potential PR fiasco, but were so worried about catching flak for being associated with the game that they wouldn't even sell it on to other publishers. Despite receiving offers from other prominent outfits such as Eidos Interactive, EA were so pathologically concerned with the bad look of the mainstream media connecting them to Thrill Kill that they wouldn't even offload the title to another publisher and get paid for it. EA, of all companies, saying no to money is frankly mind-boggling, while Thrill Kill was ultimately leaked and circulated on piracy websites a short while later. Developer Paradox Entertainment ended up reskinning Thrill Kill for the 1999 fighting game Wu-Tang Shaolin Style, and consequently used Thrill Kill's beat-em-up engine as the foundation for numerous titles they released thereafter. Number 2. The Star Wars license is too expensive. Star Wars Battlefront 3. Now, Star Wars Battlefront 2 was a massive commercial success, despite the fact that its release was irreversibly damaged by its egregious loot box and microtransactions controversies. Given the game's strong sales, no matter the fan outrage, it was reasonable to expect EA and DICE to quickly get to work on Battlefield 3, probably just in time for the release of Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker in late 2019. But alas, as time passed and no official announcement came, it became clear that Battlefront 3 had been quietly cancelled. This was seemingly confirmed in September 2019, when the previous game's designer, Dennis Branval, said that there wasn't the same hunger for a third game. And once he and other DICE members left the company last year, the writing seemed to be on the wall as to why Battlefront 3 never came to pass. But as we recently found out, there was actually one major motivating factor for Battlefront 3 never going into production, and that was the massive additional costs required to work with the Star Wars license. According to reputable leaker Tom Henderson, DICE pitched Battlefront 3 to EA, who turned it down because it it takes 20% more sales to make the same money when dealing with Star Wars compared to Battlefield. It's fascinating to consider EA being in a predicament where the cost of producing a Star Wars game are prohibitive enough that they'd rather not even bother. It's quite possible the lasting backlash against Battlefront 2 has had some degree of impact on the decision, but it evidently wasn't the driving factor. And number one, scope creep and staff issues at the studio. Daredevil, The Man Without Fear. Now, in the early 2000s, Army Men developers 5000 Foot Inc. got to work on Daredevil The Man Without Fear, a video game based on the iconic Marvel superhero which publisher Encore owned the rights to. For the most part, the game is accepted to be one of the many video games based on popular IP that just never came to fruition due to philosophical disagreements between parties of interest, in this case, Sony and Marvel. And while their differing visions for the game certainly didn't help things, The Man Without Fear's 2004 cancellation was actually caused by two far more specific factors. But you see, The Man Without Fear is one of the most egregious victims of scope creep in video game history. Originally being developed by 5000 Feet as a low-budget standalone linear Daredevil game for PS2, once the 2003 Ben Affleck movie was announced, Sony and Marvel stumped up significant cash to make the game a movie tie-in set to release around the same time as the film. More than that, the gameplay would be expanded into an open-world style and additionally be released on Xbox and PC. It was a lot for the small outfit to take on, without even getting into the fact that Sony, Microsoft, and Marvel all had approval privileges on every major aspect of development. Sony and Marvel did indeed agree about the game's direction, but the wheels truly came off when Encore refused to pay licensing fees for the renderware engine and instead insisted that their own proprietary engine be created. Realizing the game's scope had gotten out of control, the developers scrapped the open-world elements in an attempt to get the game ready in time for the movie's release. But amid the exodus of employees and rumors of drug abuse in the studio's office, they missed the deadline. Ultimately, the game received its de facto cancellation after Marvel refused to approve it for release, though some beta gameplay footage did arrive online last year.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.